James Maloney returned to Shark Park on the weekend to play against his former club. He was going back there very, very confident that they could get a win. But unfortunately, Jimmy, you didn't get the result you're after. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, not quite the result we're after. So a few things to work on for this week. But, can't win them all, I suppose. So we move on to next week.
No, you got to move on. How was the crowd reception towards you, mate?
Yeah, I think it was all right, mate. Didn't know how it was going to be, but there was still quite a bit of support. So, still much loved in the Shire.
It's not like it's your only former club.
Nah, they're exactly right. So, been through 100 of them, so, they'll get the gist by now.
Now, mate, did it hurt a little bit more losing because they were, former teammates?
Oh, not really. I think probably just, the way we perform was probably, the most disappointing thing. We weren't at our best. And, that's probably the most frustrating thing as a footballer. The results, can go either way. But if you play a performance that you're happy with, then you can live with it. So, that was probably we missed the mark. A few little areas that were pretty key to us. So, I'll have to fix them up this week.
Yeah. What are some of those areas, Jimmy? Because when I looked at it, I thought in particular in good ball, you probably tried to rush your plays a little bit. Mm. But then when I looked at the stats, you're dominating in run meters compared to the Sharks. You had more possession than the Sharks. You completed better than the Sharks. You're nearly at 85%. And the Sharks had to make nearly 50, 60 more tackles than you guys. So when you did the wash up, what was the reasoning behind that performance?
Yeah, I reckon probably for the first 20 minutes or so, they probably beat us on enthusiasm and coming out. I think we managed to probably turn that back after 20 odd minutes when we got our first try. It sort of evened back up a little bit there. I think in good ball, as you said, I think we did get they defended well on their line, and I think we started turning a little bit offload and things like that, trying to make it up a little bit. But I think for me, some of the key things were we got done twice on transition where we kicked them into a corner, and dudes made a half break, and that resulted in tries in both of them on the other end, and I just think they're massive swings in momentum. We go from putting them into a corner, really applying pressure to them, getting a try at the end of those sets, getting a real kick out of it, and we're deflated. So just a really big turnaround on those couple of sets.
Yeah, talking about that transition, it's a really important now, given when sides try and kick you and keep you down in a corner, to move the ball, because teams are compressing their defence. So if you can get back and move the ball, there's some edge on the edges, and you can get your set started a lot easier than maybe just going one out.
Yeah, exactly right. There's got to be a way you've got to take opposition sides out of their comfort zone, and sides like to kick you in the corner and shorten their line on it up and go after you. So, I think, probably on the weekend and definitely last time we played the Dogs, Mumbai killed us on transitions and kick returns in that game too. So they're the two games we've had losses in this year, and we're up against them this week. So it's going to be a big focus for us.
Definitely. We're lucky enough to be chatting with James Maloney. James, when you think about that, there was much made of the Cronulla injury toll, but the Panthers are missing a stack of key players, including your halfback in Nathan Cleary. You've got your own dramas as far as injuries, but just on Nathan, can you give us an update on his recovery?
Yeah, I think it's all going well. I think he's still alive. We had 3 or so weeks without him now, so he's probably still about 6 weeks away. We're talking about the game. We lost the game, but it was a win that we didn't have anyone go down, because we've sort of been, every week we've been losing someone. So, obviously, Mansour is still a bit unknown with that really bad fracture of his face. And Wonga Blake's still probably another 6-7 weeks away as well. Plenty of guys there. So, we'll just keep trucking on and make sure we keep getting the job done.
Wonga Blake, Tyrone Phillips, Tyron May, Nathan Cleary, Tim Brown, Sam McKendry, Josh Mansour. So there's a fair injury toll there, but your depth's been good. But James, just on Tyron May, he's due back, if not, well, maybe next week, maybe this week. Give us an update there. But what's his best position? Where will he play when he comes back?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. I've sort of been limited in what I've seen of. Yeah. Of Team A, he's a really good footballer, obviously. He comes through. I think he's got versatility because he's got some ball-playing ability of him, but he could also probably play as a roaming lock forward and things like that. So probably gives us a little bit of, a few options in what we do with him. And, I think he's, in the next couple of weeks anyway, he's very close. So be nice to get him back.
Well, Jimmy, someone that's not a roving lock forward is your front rower, Regan Campbell-Gillard. Now, you've played with a lot of players. Have you ever played with a guy that runs as hard as him?
Mate, when he comes off the back fence occasionally, mate, and he really likes it. He's been playing some really good footy, mate. He carries the ball really strong and some big efforts defensively to turn the feet over. He's got good leg speed for a middle and he's been getting through a bit of work for us, so no doubt he'll be right in the frame when Eddie and the like are trying to pick their origin team, and just got to hope he keeps up those performances for us.
Poor old Joseph Paulu, he found out the hard way when he went low on Campbell-Gillard, but I don't think I've ever seen another player run as hard as him into the line. I know that Martin Ling used to wind up charge into them, but Campbell-Gillard is certainly another guy that has been very impressive and will definitely be there for New South Wales this year. Talking about New South Wales, Jimmy, have you had any conversations with Freddie?
I had a chat to him the other week after our game, not really about Origin. It was more a general chat about how everything at Penrith was going. So, he's been there and there and about, and I've talked to him every now and then, but hasn't been too much regarding Origin. I suppose he'll sort of wait and see. I suppose he knows better than most logs, but you need to keep options open, because so much can change so quickly. If you start sort of focusing on how you wanna play and who you're gonna pick, I think, you need to leave that as late as possible because, injuries, all sorts of things can happen, and you need to make sure you can pick the most well-rounded side available at the time.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for your time. Wise counsel there for the coach, and that is Brad Fittler. The Panthers up against the Bulldogs. That's going to be out there at Panthers Stadium. 7:55 on the Friday night. Currently the favourites, the Panthers, $1.50. Thanks, James.
Pleasure, guys.